AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 930 on a Thursday morning. And for the first time this year, I get the opportunity to welcome Brad Dungis back to the microphone. Good morning, sir.
Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year to you.
It's and great to see all you. Of the, welcome to 2018.
Yeah.
We're here again, and you know, it keeps going around and around and around.
Now, well, so. And part of it is just that I'm sure your business and the fact that you know, every day is a new business, new day for me. I get to welcome somebody new in the studio, talk about something fresh going
on. Truthfully, that's one of the greatest things about the car business is you never know what you're going to walk into each day. You can plan a lot of things and be on top of it, but reality is, you know, some things are going to start happening pretty quickly, and you react and jump. We've got, you know, busy service drives pretty much all the time now, and lots of great happy customers and selling great cars. Body shop gets going real early. Everything starts happening early at a car dealership, and there's a lot of moving pieces, lots of stuff happening. You know, parts get delivered actually through the night.
Sure.
And you know, so stuff happening. Toyota's dropping off cars, Ford's bringing in cars. We got people to check those in. We're always cleaning, prepping our inventory. Sometimes we're working, you know, late into the evening in our shops in order to just catch up on stuff.
Well, and frequently the sales crew is, you know, delivering a car because the buyer and family can't stop by till, I don't care, 6 o'clock at night.
Our business is that way. It's really built around the customer. I mean, whether a lot of times it's not at the dealership anymore. I mean, we do a lot of deliveries at people's homes or in their offices even.
Mm-hmm.
We can take vehicles for test drives. You know, this is just where our business is going. As we've talked before on the show, the reality is, you know, the price is the easy part. And we've got all our cars priced on the internet right now, and that you can see the discount that we're willing to offer. We might be able to move it a little bit, but I tell you, folks, there really are great prices. There's not much room left in those to negotiate. And the truth is, that is the easy part. What we want to do is make it easy for you to buy a vehicle, find the right vehicle, and really get all your needs set, you know, through your ownership experience with that vehicle. And that's what our whole business model is built around, is that with the 995 oil change and all our service offerings. And, you know, and we're just really growing into that. And I'm really excited about our team right now. And I mean, we're working on all, as we usually are, all kinds of neat things that we think will help this and really improve the experience of our customers as they purchase and service cars. Things like, you know, we've added teams to our Toyota oil change department.
Okay.
We're fully staffed now in that service department. We've added lifts since we actually, it's only a couple years old building, but we've added more lifts, hired more technicians. We have two teams working on our oil change facilities that have really increased the pace of the oil change. They only do a couple jobs. All they do is change oil, rotate tires. They'll change a wiper blade or something really quick, but that's really all they do. If they find something else that needs to be done, we're going to move that into our main shop. By doing it with two guys on each vehicle as a team, this can be done much quicker. And so we're processing vehicles at a rapid pace and really getting good at that. To other stuff in the sales department, like we've been playing around with some technology that we already use to help us value your trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, what all this does is take and collect the information from your vehicle, the VIN. Then we go and we walk around it and, you know, make sure everything's like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the internet, right? And figure out what it might be worth, just like you do. And, you know, I started thinking, why not just let them do that with our help, with, you know, some of our technology? The salesman can help a customer do that, and that way they can be involved in that process in this mysterious way that we used to do it, where the salesman goes and gets some information from you, then takes it to the sales manager, who goes outside, leaves you inside, you know, goes out there, looks at the car, maybe drives it a little bit, maybe doesn't at all. I've seen some people evaluate trades and never drive them. I always wondered exactly how you did that, but you know, obviously, if it's not there, you can't drive it, and you'll make your best guess. But,
right.
But if it's there, you ought to probably drive it, feel it out, and look at those tires, check everything out. You know, that's what we do. But anyway, that technology, a lot of that can be done with the customer, just adding more transparency, more involvement in it. I think it'll speed up the process dramatically. It'll kind of remove that mystery of what is he doing in those moments when the salesman is going into the sales manager and yeah. they're doing that back and forth thing. Some of that's required to collect information for you and stuff, but most of that really these days is pretty much just using the technology and turning it around and kind of turning the screen around to the customer rather than just keeping it in our office.
That horse trading process that your dad and your grandfather went through has changed so much.
It really has, yeah. And we still, of course, we can negotiate if you want to, I suppose.
But through transparency, I think the customer understands, why he's either giving me the discount I'm getting or, I thought I'd get a lot more.
Sometimes that's the truth, yeah. The reality is that there's only so far we can go. We do need to try to make a little profit when we sell a car.
And wow.
And that's what keeps us going and allows all our people to work there. We talked about them. There's over 70 people at the dealership, working, and we've been doing it now for over 75 years here in Bartlesville. And so it's a great commitment to our team. And, we have such great people, and they really do, have the, to share the values we talk about on this show about the community and helping people. And we'd love to see people come in and develop and through the dealership into great careers, whether they stay with us or move on. It is, that's one of the great vehicles this dealership is to help people find, opportunities. Mm-hmm. It helps us serve our customers, and we're all focused on that together. And, I just think there's a lot of momentum in that right now. Our team is really great. We've got such great leaders in there in the mid-level, with Albert Mullins in our Ford sales department and mm-hmm. Matt Hutchings in the Toyota sales department. They're great guys. Good sales teams around them. We're good, high-quality people that just really want to do the right thing for you and take care of you as a customer. And since we don't play games with the prices and stuff, we attract the right people. We've been able to get more women into selling cars recently. We try to work with people on different schedules. We want to expand and make it easier. This isn't the old school car business anymore, as you said. We want to match up with our customers one-to-one and really develop relationships with them so that we can take care of them, because it's about keeping customers in our business. We can't afford to run through them. We want to keep all our customers and make it the best experience that they can have here at Dungis. And that's really what it's all about, because there's so many choices in where you buy and service your vehicle. You're always going to have those. And
sure.
And I gave up a long time ago thinking that I was going to be able to sell cars to everybody and to, or somehow, have a transcendent effect on that. It really, you kind of think like that. But the truth is, it's more about one-on-one mm-hmm. In relationships with people. And, that.
Sure.
You've bought a few cars from us.
And have. and it's that repeat business. You bought a car from, I don't care, I'll pick on Albert for no good reason mm-hmm. other than, you bought a car from Albert last time, and so you seek him out again because you got treated right, or he made it right if it wasn't right the first time.
Well, and of course the culture has to live through Albert. Now maybe Albert will leave, and in 75 years we've had plenty of people work through the dealership and some many leave. Yeah. But at the same time, we really want to attract those great people that share our values and really want to be focused on that kind of customer experience stuff. And I that's just something that I think we've really talked about a lot lately, and that has really become maybe different at the dealership than it was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a knowledge that we have changed, and that is important. And we keep trying to do that, and we listen to our customers. That's why we've come up with these things like the 995 oil change and all these changes in how we sell cars. And we really aren't people a lot of times maybe think we're not truthful in that, but we really are. It is something that we're focused on. We talk about all the time that we hire people that really get that first, mm-hmm. that value system of how we want to treat our customers, because we know we're people and everybody's going to make a mistake occasionally and stuff like that. But the reality is, it's the values that drive the best employees.
Well, and I think it's as we go through the buying process, or we talk to friends and neighbors who maybe bought a car elsewhere, or bought the car elsewhere this the last time, but bought from you this time. And people comment, you know, the last time I bought a car, they did thus and such.
Well,
you know,
that's the most valuable kind of marketing. That's always been the case. But the truth is, in today's world, sometimes that's not just one-on-one. It's on the internet with reputation management on the internet, whether it's Google or Dealer Raider or Cars.com or whatever these tools are. And we use them some. We, of course, have to be aware that we have a reputation out there. And it's not just a reputation in the community now, but it's online and for there for everybody to see. And, you know, there's some bad reviews. There's good reviews. We try to have many more good ones. But like anybody else, we get them there and we try to respond to them all. And we encourage our customers to review us and tell us what's going on. I mean, I think, you know, that's another thing about our business that people you know, sometimes have issues with is that so many surveys when you're dealing with a new car dealer, the manufacturers are a bit obsessed about your opinion of us and how we serve you and of them, of course. And they all measure themselves against each other in that, and it is quite competitive. and they rank us amongst other all dealers, and you know they have so there's a lot of pressure on dealers to perform on those number systems that causes sometimes over surveying and such. And you know we really try not to do that and to really, you know, to encourage natural surveys. We feel like that gives us much better information about what we should be doing, and you know, and try not to focus on just managing that number, but managing the processes and the stuff that drive the survey scores up higher. And that, you know, through the years, that's always been our focus, and we've been pretty successful at it. You know, especially for such a volume dealer we are in our service departments.
Well, I have no doubt that every manufacturer has certain practices that they want you to say these are our considered best practices.
Even
maybe within the Ford Motor Company, they may emphasize something differently on a Lincoln than they would on a Ford.
Of course, and every company has a different warranty situations and programs. But you know, we do work with them on warranty issues. We have to work with very closely with the manufacturer. They built the vehicle, and we're certified to work on it. But they do work very closely with us when we get into those technical situations where there's something going on with your vehicle.
And of course, we hear about every recall.
That's a big thing in today's
world.
And you should. I mean, I think that one thing we want to emphasize on the show is that the recalls are really important. While they may seem just one after another now, and some of them aren't necessarily always as serious as others, but they are issues with your vehicle, and they are things that can be done at no cost to you by the manufacturer of the vehicle. Getting them performed is going to make your trade-in worth more. It definitely does that. That is something we look at on every vehicle we look at. It does it have open recalls? Are those recalls available to be performed? We certainly do make every effort to perform a recall on every vehicle we sell. Now, there are some wholesale vehicles and vehicles that you can't get a recall done on for years.
Right.
And so we'll go ahead and sell those when we have to. But we'll disclose that to the customer and ask them to acknowledge that. But the truth is that, you know, this whole industry has been overwhelmed with this stuff, and it's a big deal, and you need to take care of it with your vehicle if you've got recalls on it. You know, people hear about the airbag ones, and that is probably the one that's most concerning to people, and it's at a lot of older vehicles now that I think they're still saying as much as 50% of them that are eligible for that haven't had that completed. And as vehicles age, this becomes much more of an issue. It's possibly with things like humidity and heat affecting it. And so you just need to be aware that this is a very complex recall. It's actually not that, you know, once we get the parts, it's
and
not
we say,
that
wasn't
big
it a parts
deal.
Availability
it's
for a while?
Parts availability deal and just getting the right part. But there are many of them out there now. This has been going on long enough that it really, that if your vehicle's on the list, they probably can get you a part or be able to tell you when it'll be available and work with you on that. So just do contact your manufacturer if you get any notice like that. Don't dismiss it.
Yeah, okay, and that's something just when we come in for a 995 oil change, you check the list for us.
Yeah, we do. I mean, there are times when it's hard for us to do that on off-brand vehicles, and we're looking at some technology that allows us to do it on everything. But when we certainly with Fords and Toyotas and Lincolns, we do that on every vehicle every time we do an OASIS or a system check where we look at Toyota and Ford systems to make sure there are no things. Or even, because sometimes there are services that are below the level of a recall that might be related to the issue you're having with your vehicle. These are, in Ford language, called technical service bulletins. And I think Toyota actually has the exact same thing. But these are vehicles, issues that haven't reached the point of a recall, but they're known issues that are in a very small set of vehicles, and and there's a resolution to it that's known, and you know, so we have those bulletins and can access those, and they're available when we check your car.
And sometimes buyers will get a letter from the manufacturer that says you have a vehicle that could be in the range of this, and but if you haven't been contacted by the dealership, then you may be at some point in time.
And some of them are like that too, where you don't know. You may have a vehicle and a certain percentage of them have that, and we just need to look to see does it have the issue or does it have that particular whatever it is that we're looking at. They can't, may not be able to determine exactly which ones sometimes. So it is very complicated, and there are great systems out there to do it. The National Highway Transportation Administration has a recall links to all manufacturers. All manufacturers have recall information. If you go to their websites, any dealer that you want to be dealing with is going to answer any questions you got on stuff like that. If you want to talk to me about it, I'll be happy to talk to you about any of this stuff we talk on the radio show. So just give me a call, and I'll be happy to work with you on that.
Got a new Ford coming out, right?
We've got a lot kind of great product. It is the new year, so we should talk about that. But now that we are on the verge of having a couple new Ford products. One is an old one, and one is a brand new one. One is the old one is the all-new Ford Expedition. This is the first new Expedition in many years. It's going to be the best SUV on the market, and I think it's going to be really be popular. It's stylish. It's got all the technology. I'd be talking the rest of the show about it if I went off on it. But it's something you need to. You can search the web for the new Expedition. There's lots of information out there right now. Check it out. Great pictures. We don't have one on the lot today, but we should any day now. Likewise, with that, we have the new Ford EcoSport. This is an all new vehicle for North America that has been sold internationally a little bit, but it's been now manufactured for North America. It's in the small SUV class that below Escape that we at Ford has not had a competitor, and this is where the Ford Toyota CHR is, the Honda, Nissan, Jeep, some of the other manufacturers have product in this slot. Cute little SUVs, very flexible, you know, kind of like what we used to consider a small car for, but built in an SUV scale. So it's a little bit taller, a little bit more room to stow and store things, a more flexible vehicle. The EcoSport is going to have all kinds of great technology, like all the Fords and Toyotas do, with safety stuff and better technology for integrating with your phone and the way you live in the vehicle. I think it's just going to be a really popular vehicle. It's very, very stylish, very economical. We've done great with the CHR. It's just been out for a few months now. And Toyota, we've got a few of them in stock now, but we haven't really been able to keep any in stock on the CHR side.
That is too bad. That means they're going out the door fast.
Well, that's all right. But I do, you know, it's always good to have them there for people who want to look at them. And with a hot product, we're sometimes always wishing we had more and then, you know, trying to sell the other stuff from last year, which we still have a few of those left. If you're looking for really big deals, manufacturers, incentives are out now. We just went into a big change with January. A lot of great rebates out there and opportunities. Still good interest rates, 0% on a lot of vehicles on Toyota Camry, the brand new 2018 Camry. You can get 0% for 60. Plus a $500 rebate. That's also available on the Toyota 2018 RAV4 and the 2018 Corolla. So those are all great deals. You got 0 for 60 on the Highlander. That's very rare, rarely to have that kind of interest rate. And the big thing, Toyota, we're not ready to talk about new stuff yet this year. There will be a few new things later this year, and then we can talk a little bit about Supra. It's becoming a rear-wheel drive sports car for Toyota that was That's kind of an iconic car.
Exactly.
Is going to come back in 2019. Not quite sure on dates yet, and they have not unveiled it, but it's getting close to that.
I'm trying to think when the Supra was around, that was a hot vehicle for Toyota.
Yeah, it was a great car. Yeah. I have friends that are really anxious to get to see it now, and it's going to be it'll be fun. Toyota has not had a rear-wheel drive sports car in a number of years since the last Supra. They're developing it with BMW, and it's going to be a great car as all Toyotas are. And the very exciting there. Another great big thing happening with Toyotas this year is the continued expansion of SafetySense.
Yes.
We've talked about SafetySense before. It's this great technology that Toyota's committed to making standard on all their products. What it does is it essentially takes the lane guidance technology that you've had available for a couple years now on luxury vehicles. It's got the cross-traffic alerts. It's got a pedestrian alert system, a few other things. It puts that at standard equipment on all vehicles in Toyota, and it's continued to expand through the lineup. I think it's going to be on almost everything except for maybe the Tundra, and that would change later this year if I'm not mistaken too. So, you know, it's going on through every vehicle. It's just great technology. I know Tundra already has it now.
Yes,
2018 Tundra does have it. I think Camry has it. I'm not sure. Maybe just the Sequoia.
Okay, well, we'll bring Matt in. We'll talk about it sometime.
I need to bring an expert next time. I tried to get one this morning, truthfully, but they were all busy already. So good stuff there. Toyota, we don't often have really aggressive rebates. Right now, they do have some, not just the interest rates and the $500, but on a Tundra, you can get up to $3,000 rebate on a brand new Tundra, a 2018 Tundra right now. That compares to about $4,100 on the Ford lineup right now. So that's very comparable and really a great value for a Toyota because there often aren't those kind of rebates on Toyota.
First of the calendar year, it's probably not too late to, if a business has some fleet needs that still need to get some things in tax-wise for them.
Yeah, no, it's definitely we're doing a lot of business. I mean, business has actually been pretty good that way. A lot of businesses are out there buying vehicles right now, and we're seeing some more the companies that had kind of left for a while that are big customers of ours in the natural gas and oil field coming back into the area, which is nice, and we're doing some business with them. And yeah, so that's out there. Anytime you need to talk to us about that, we've got great setups for businesses too, not just cars and trucks like you think of, but things like the transit van where we can really customize that and set it up for any kind of need, from really food trucks to electricians and plumbers. I mean, Ford is a very flexible vehicle there. We've sold them to everything from the Westside Community Center. We work with them on their new van. And congratulations to Morris on his upcoming retirement.
I just can't imagine that. I don't know what he'll do.
I don't know. But I think he'll be hanging. I'm sure he'll still be involved in what's going on.
That's what I mean. He's one of those people, and we have a lot of them in town that are very active on, just seem to be going all the time. Yeah. And I don't think he's going to slow down all that much.
Yeah. But the local SPCA has one of these vans. They use to transport vehicles all over the country. So there's lots of different uses for those. So check that out. What else that you don't want to forget? One of the big differentiators, and this is relatively new. We started with it last summer, but we are unique in that when you buy a new Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota at Dungis, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty at no additional cost to you, with no questions asked. And that's you got trip interruption, roadside assist, tire hazard stuff. It's a lot of added value. It is a better warranty than you're going to get anywhere else. It's a nationwide warranty. Doesn't restrict you only to doing business at Dungis. So if you move to another community, it still goes with you. And so that adds that reassurance that your powertrain is going to be covered for 7 years and 100,000 miles if you purchase your vehicle at Dungis. And that doesn't cost you anything.
What great peace of mind on that.
Again, one of these things, we've tried to come up with packages and ways to differentiate ourselves. It's not so that it's not just about the price of the vehicle. Like I said, that's the easy part. We've got that online. But then to make an even easier and even better deal, something that the other dealers really can't compete with.
Well, and I have no doubt that as your current customers maybe move due to business or whatever, you know, if they're used to some of the things that they get when they buy a car with you, I don't care, tires for life, some of the other things that you add on like Q certification,
yeah.
You know, they move out of state, they miss it.
That happens, and you know, that's kind of our business anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those products can't be transferred. Tires for Life is an example of that.
Yeah.
That's a Dungeness product, and unfortunately, it doesn't travel very well because other dealers look at you pretty funny. You want me to give you new tires? Yeah. What? But that we do that ourselves. That's something we came up with, mm-hmm. a way to help our customers. You know, it does encourage you to keep coming back. But the truth about it is, what we find is that encouraging people to do their tire rotations
exactly.
every 5,000 miles, we can often, you know, add another 50 to 100% on the life of the tire.
Yeah,
and
that's, you get the numbers to prove it.
Yeah, we have the numbers to prove it, and we replace thousands of sets of tires every year. And it, you know, it's a great program, and that way you're assured of having good tires on your vehicle when you need them, and you don't have that unexpected cost later in your ownership of the vehicle, and mm-hmm. That's just what Tires for Life is all about.
Okay, well, we talked a little bit about Ford, and we kind of touched a little bit on some of the new Toyotas,
mm-hmm.
but Lincoln, I have no doubt for 2018 is going to be fantastic.
Just like the Expedition, we do have the new Navigator coming. It'll be coming just a little bit behind the Expedition. We just got our first allocation for the new Navigator. I'm very excited about that. I drive a Navigator, mm-hmm. and have for many years. I love the vehicle, and you know. But the truth is, it hasn't been updated to keep up like with the Continental. A lot mm-hmm. of the great technology in that, and you know, I think the Navigator is really the flagship of our platform Lincoln, mm-hmm. and maybe not always in the traditional sense, but in the sense of who our market is,
right.
to the, you know, the families, to the people who need that kind of vehicle, you know, competitors to that, and you know, the GM line, the Suburban, those type of vehicles are great iconic vehicles,
sure.
and you know, they've sold many of them, and we've had our Expedition around for a long time, but it has not been updated.
No, the look of it has been stable, and I don't know about the internal features, but well, I'm sure it's been stable.
A lot of that's been actually, you know, there's a lot of this technology in it, but the undercarriage itself has mm-hmm. been around for several generations, and that is totally updated. It is going to start changing on a regular product cycle with the others. I think this is a real shift for the Expedition and Navigator, where they're going to be just really leaders in that for a long time to come now. And this is going to be a great vehicle. So much good technology, so much flexibility in how it drives. So it's such an attractive vehicle. I just think people will really like it. So that's something you will definitely want to look at if you are looking for a new bigger SUV
mm-hmm.
in the near future. Great deals on all the other stuff. And we've got Ford does have good incentives right now on all the SUVs. The Escape, the Edge, the Explorer all have some 0% up to 72 months on the 17 Edge. The 18 Edge has 0 for 60. The 17 comes with an additional $3,000 in cash, and
okay.
the 18 with an additional $2,000. So, I mean, you can put together with our Dungeness discount and a great deal, and you can structure that the right way for you. A lot of that you can do right on our website. It's mm-hmm. got the discount. It's got the choices for the interest rates and rebates there for you. If you happen to already own a Ford, we've got a lot of owner loyalty rebates also, which adds another $1,000 on top of almost all the other rebates we added there. So another $1,000 for people who already own a Ford.
Okay.
You don't even have to trade it in. So that's a great deal. Lots of good opportunities to buy. There's even, you know, we've got our FCTP vehicles. These are some vehicles
right.
we use briefly as a transportation to provide alternative transportation to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but there's still new vehicles. We've got great discounts on those. I know there's one 2017 Escape that's over $6,000 off.
That's fantastic.
So just great deals all over, and some more than I can mention. If you're looking for the big deal, just give the salesman a holler and they'll show you what we've got. I think things like maybe a 17 Avalon is another area where there's opportunity for you if you're looking for an Avalon, and we'll make you a great deal.
Okay, so again, stop by, talk to Albert, talk to Matt, and they will tailor a deal for you depending on your family's needs.
Definitely. Call us, hit us on the website, go to DungeonsChoice.com or call us at 918-333-0900. Ask Tina to whoever you want to talk to.
Sure.
She'll answer the phone with a nice voice and welcome you to Dungeons.
And you know, it's that nice voice, that first contact, whether you're driving up the service drive or the first sales associate that you meet. It's just, I think that's part of the culture you encourage.
That's certainly what we encourage and strive for.
DungeonsChoice.com. And, of course, you're doing 995 oil changes throughout the day today.
That's right. Come on out and check us out and to hit the website. If you're looking for a vehicle, if you're looking to sell a car, bring it down, we'll give you a cash offer for it.
Okay, we will buy your car. Check it out, and you can start that process online as well.
Do that also online, yeah.
That's our car talk this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 19 degrees just ahead of 10 o'clock at K1. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227.